Here's two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Xavier Will. Scott Goble. RX Muscle Australia proudly presents Aussie Muscle Radio. Yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Aussie Muscle Radio, 26th of November 2012, and I'm joined as always by my co-host and compatriot in crime, Scotty Goble. Scott, how are we doing this week?
Very well, mate. On track with comp prep and business going well, so yeah, happy.
All's good in the world. How is you said the comp prep's going well? How's it all treating you so far?
Yeah, it's easy days. I'm enjoying the fact that I'm very busy, so I don't really dwell on it at all. I just get the training done in the morning, and the rest of the day my only job is to get the food down. So there's nothing, you know, in terms of posing practice or excessive cardio at this point in time. I'm up to three cardio sessions a week, but it's all pretty easy so far.
Yep. I just wanted to ask you, Scotty, do you do like posing as a form of cardio at all? Like in your prep?
Nah, it's just bonus cardio that gets thrown in. So greater intensity towards the end. I build it up. I really only pose properly the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. So what have you been up to outside of all that kind of stuff? Anything at all, or has it been all pretty low-key and focused on mass nutrition and things like that?
Mate, yeah, my standard working week, I think I mentioned last week, is 75 hours. I think I've got a 76.5-hour working week this week, so there's not a whole lot of time to fit in extra stuff. I see the girl on Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday night seems to be my cheat meal night, but she always has some form of social engagement for me, which is a little bit irritating because I like to sit down and focus on my meal, but now I'm expected to converse with people, which is not ideal, and when I'm more interested in the dessert menu. But it's all good, it's all good.
Later in the prep, I can imagine that becoming quite an issue in your personal life.
I only have to get to Christmas is my last cheat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
From there on, it's just high carb days, so it won't matter if I'm social or if there won't be any activities that are based around food for me.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm actually seeing a girl in Perth at the moment, Holly Hurd, and I was just got back this morning from Perth, and she's started her prep quite early because she's going to be competing probably in figure, I'm guessing, at the moment, maybe bikini in March at FedEx and in the WA show over there as well. And she's, she started out quite early for, her kind of condition at the moment, and she's doing kind of like a cheat day this far out, and it's funny, I was over there for, two or three Saturdays, and I kind of got dragged into this, so I've been kind of doing a cheat day even though I'm not dieting, so it's not doing my physique any good really, particularly at the moment, but it's a good excuse to just eat shit, Scotty, pretty much. So yeah,
if you're far enough ahead of schedule and you got the metabolism and doing all the work during the week, you see some people can get away with a cheat day. My cheat day would be just probably 10,000 calories if I let loose, so I would do more damage than I could possibly do good throughout the week, so that's not my approach.
Yeah, it's actually funny, she's actually started eating more food in her, I suppose, prep. She's not hardcore dieting or anything like that at the moment, but she started eating more food and she's dropped 2 kilos, so she's definitely got the metabolism that I suppose most people would really want. But it's quite funny, her first cheat day, she ended up going to bed feeling quite sick and stuff like that. And then the next weekend, she said, "Oh, I'm going to eat this for breakfast, I'm going to eat this." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, whatever."
just
calm yourself. But yes, anyway, it's been all good. I love Perth. It was amazing weather over there. And it was actually, when I first got over there, I wasn't used to it. The climate, it was getting in the 30s and stuff like that. And I was very, very uncomfortable. And I told you about how I broke down in the city and stuff like that, and I was very against the weather kind of at first, but it's I've kind of gotten used to it a bit, so I'll be going back there soon, probably before
Christmas. When you say break down, you mean you break down emotionally and wept?
Yes, I cried. I was in the city. I didn't. It was too big for, compared to Hobart. No, I broke down in a car. So, not. I didn't break down emotionally, Scotty. But I'm glad you corrected that. Actually, otherwise that would have sounded quite ridiculous. Anyway, Scotty, we'll move on from all our personal bullshit, and we'll talk about a bit of bodybuilding related stuff. I just want to mention, actually, on the next episode of Aussie Muscle Radio, we'll be having James Potter. For those of you who are too young to know, James is actually, would you say he's probably one of the very top amateurs in Australia back, well, I don't know what years really where he's dominating, but it's probably in the, you know, mid, around 2005, that kind of time?
Yeah, it would have been about then, because it was just before I really got started with my competitive career, so yeah, it would have been... Yeah, 2001 through to 2005 or thereabouts, I think. Absolutely, he was the best. He was the best at the time, I think. I remember comparing him to Condemetriou. It might have actually been 2000. Might have done his last comp in 2007, maybe. Might have even been that late. And that was when he did the Australasias, when he could have done the pro qualifier, but he opted out of it, and Greg Topman won it. And believe me, James would have easily taken that class had he chosen to do the pro qualifier. So, he was as good as they get. And, if he took his training and everything seriously for 12 months, he would be right back up the top.
Yeah. I'd love to, we'll be able to get an in-depth, kind of interview and talk a lot about, you know, how he got into everything, because I was actually reading a story on him the other day, one of his blogs. And it sounds quite interesting, like where he started and when he was young, and he, you know, bodybuilding was his kind of seemed like his way out of certain, you know, maybe social issues and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting to get kind of the backstory on him, and we'll be able to find out where he's at the moment. Because I don't know if you know Scotty, but he went back. I believe he competed in A and B or something like that just recently. If it was last year, or if it was the year before, I'm not too sure, but I believe he competed in one of those federations. So. I don't know if he'll be kind of sticking to that, or if he'll be going back to the IFBB, or what are we doing? So we'll be able to find all that out on next week's Aussie Muscle Radio. So, yeah, that'll be obviously a good interview. We'll move on to the next, I suppose, our feature segment of the week, Scotty, and we're going to talk about some of the up-and-comers in the Australian bodybuilding scene, be it, you know, the Natural Federations or IFBB, NABBA, all that kind of stuff. So... we've got a few guys to talk about. I think there's about five notable names that we really kind of want to focus in on, and we're going to talk about what these guys, what their kind of potential is, how we think they'll go going forward, and yeah, like who we think kind of has, you know, the most potential, and who we think might go the furthest in, you know, a natural federation or like a IFB or anything like that, you know, maybe as a pro and all that kind of stuff. So. We'll start at the top of the list, and someone who I talked to a bit and is he's a good guy. He's trained by Nick Jones, and that's PJ Lee. We've had him on the show this year, and he's been very active through social media and all that kind of stuff. So I think if people didn't know PJ on the Australian bodybuilding scene before this year, they definitely know him now. What do you think about PJ, Scotty? Because he's got an awesome physique, and when he came out of the IMBA Nationals, you could really tell, like, he wasn't in his best condition there. It was probably his worst condition show of the year, but you could tell he was just the clear winner just because of the amount of muscle he packed, especially on his legs.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's probably the closest to fulfilling his genetic potential, I guess, which is, well, actually, I don't know if that's the case, but he looks absolutely full of muscle from head to toe. He can thicken up a few things, his chest and his arms and everything else, but... look, it wouldn't surprise me to see PJ Lee, a pro in the 212 class. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I think he can go that far. I mean, his stature is obviously going to prevent him from ever doing damage in the IFBB big leagues. But I could see him winning a pro card. Absolutely. I think, PJ is the real deal. Best legs in the business. And, it won't be long until he gets his upper body to match. And he seems very, very, much in love with the sport of bodybuilding, so I'm sure he'll figure out all the conditioning and take it to the next level.
Yep, for sure. And he was one of those guys. He could have, if he was in really good condition at the IMBA Nationals, he could have won the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't that far off. He was just a little bit of conditioning away. He hasn't quite 100% nailed that, but who really has at that age? So, no, he'll be fine.
Yep, for sure. Now, Nathan Galea, he won the IFBB Nationals Junior Division. He looked pretty incredible. He didn't really look so much like a junior as he did just a regular kind of competitor in one of our other divisions. Because he was thick all over. He looked absolutely insane for me. And it was a really tough junior lineup at the IFBB Nationals. So to come out and win that, and I think win it, I don't know if it was convincingly or not. By the pictures, he looked like the winner for me. What do you think of Nathan, Scott?
He was phenomenal. I thought he was going to win it. His upper body was absolutely, top notch. Like, he would have belonged in the heavyweight division, but his lower body still had a little ways to come up. So hopefully that's just a case of him not focusing on it, being a young guy and, training the upper body is a matter of preference. But if he gets his legs to balance the thickness of his chest and shoulders and everything else, he'll be ready to step into the upper level of the open divisions within a year or two. I was very, very impressed with him.
Yep. I think within the next year, kind of 4 to 5 years, because it sometimes takes these guys a bit of time to kind of sort their body out in terms of nailing the condition, still coming in full and not, flattening out and kind of just figuring everything all out and just, the time to obviously pack on more muscle. So, and obviously when they pack on the muscle, obviously as well, it's sometimes hard to kind of get in the same condition or they might, just kind of miscalculate a little bit. So I think in 4 or 5 years, I think Nathan can really do some damage and do really well in those open classes. We'll move on to another guy who was heavily, heavily hyped, I suppose, last year and the year before, and that's Aled Barry. He's probably not a junior anymore because of his age, but he is one of the young up-and-comers in the sport, obviously. What do you think of Aled, Scott? We know he has an awesome physique, and I don't think he's been better than when he competed at the NABBA Nationals. Was it in 2010 or 2011?
Yeah, I mean, he was bigger his second time round, which would have been 2011, wouldn't it? Or was it 2000? Yeah, it was 2011, yeah.
So,
I think his best was 2010. That was when he was absolutely peeled to the bone, had the glutes through and everything. 2011, he was much bigger and rounder, but less impressive just due to the lack of conditioning, but he still managed to win a NABBA Universe, so you can't discount anyone that's the best in their age group. I mean, that's pretty much the highest caliber junior competition in the world. The IFBB don't really have a super high standard junior world national world title or anything like that. So, Aled, I'm not sold on. I think you probably all got that impression if you listen to my wrap-up of the guys that wanted to enter the pro qualifier. He's good, but for mine, he hasn't really improved a whole lot in the last couple of years. I like the kid, but he, to me, acts like a kid, whereas PJ is very, very focused and really approaches bodybuilding as a profession, whereas Aled seems to like to go out and party and have a good time and gets a little distracted. So I think genetically it's all there, but whether he puts it together, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Aled can do awesome. Like, the genetics are obviously there. He's got an awesome shape, really good structure. Just overall looks really, really good. And he doesn't need as much muscle as some of these other guys, but if he's not getting in the condition he needs to get in, if he's, like you said, getting distracted and, not putting 100% into bodybuilding, especially as he preps, then he's going to have trouble, especially, obviously, on the, FedEx Pro Qualifier type level. We'll move on and talk about the teenage INBA Nationals winner, and that's Alex Busey, or Busey. He looked, it was a really tough INBA teenage lineup at the Nationals. It was absolutely insane. It was packed, I think it was about 16 or so guys in that. And he was, for me, he was the clear winner. He was the biggest there. On stage, he might have had a little bit of arrogance, but who doesn't it when they're a teenage competitor and has that kind of muscle? What did you think of Alex Scott, and do you think he's got a big future in the sport?
Yeah, I mean, he's the youngest of all these guys, and he gets a mention because he was a standout in a fairly deep teenage lineup, the IBA Aussies. I know he works with Nathan Wallace. He seems pretty serious. I had a quick chat to him at Doherty's the day after he won. He's got a lot of potential. Again, he's not a tall kid, and I guess in that young age, because it doesn't take as long to fill out that shorter frame, they've probably got an advantage over some of the taller guys. But he looked amazing. He wasn't missing any muscle groups. That's very, very important. It's not like he was totally devoid of legs or a back or something like that. He really had it all. So, yeah, he's got a lot of potential. Sky's the limit for him. It's still very, very early days.
Yep, I definitely agree with you there, Scotty. And it's hard to say. You don't know if these guys are going to get distracted, or sometimes when guys get a lot of praise when they do well at a comp, they get, you know, complacent type thing. Like sometimes the guys with the best genetics, they're generally the most lazy guys because, you know, they think they can get by, and, you know, if they win a if they win a few titles especially, they think, okay, I'm winning, you know, I'm still winning bigger titles, and they get complacent with how they look. So sometimes it can be kind of a bit of a detriment, you know, if some of these guys were placing second, and even if they should have won, that they will, you know, probably train harder because they've got something to prove. So hopefully that's not the case with Alex, and he keeps pushing it and keeps trying to get better, and then he will obviously do very, very well. Another guy who I want to talk about, and it's a guy who's kind of, I suppose, challenged Aled. He challenged him, I think, in 2010 or 2011 at the Southerns?
I think 11.
2011, yeah, I thought so. He challenged Aled that year at the Southerns, and some people even think he should have beaten Aled, and that's Dwayne Hill. We've done, you know, a video of Dwayne, and we did a radio show interview with him as well. He's a guy that just trains absolutely insane. Like, he is one of those old school kind of guys. He trains very, very hard. He came down to Tassie and we did a video with him, and it wasn't for show either, because he did several training sessions down here, and he just trains with just very, very high intensity, and his physique kind of shows that because he's got a lot of muscle, and he's younger than me, so and I'm not all that old. So he's definitely got a lot of potential, and I think he's definitely going to always be someone in the sport that's going to do well regardless, because they've got that muscle there, and he's only young still, and he seems to have the drive. And, you know, to put it in perspective, the way, you know, how hard he trains, he's squatting, how much was it? I think it's about 220 maybe, and I don't know who he's squatting with, if it was with Smitty or who it was with, but he actually went to rack the weight, and he chopped his finger off essentially in the gym, you know, when he racked the weight, and he didn't even really realize what had happened until afterwards, and his finger was just kind of hanging there, so he had to have that actually taken off, and he never kind of got it back. So that's kind of gives you an example of how hard Dwayne actually trains, Scotty.
Yeah, I really like his physique. I think he's the furthest along out of all of them at the moment. I think if they all got on stage, you know, if we gave them all a 3-month contest prep and said get up there, I think Dwayne would win it. I think he's passed Aled. I think he's got additional thickness that Aled hasn't got now. And I know he can get in shape. So, yeah, he's the pick of the bunch for me at the moment. And you're absolutely right. He's got a physique that looks like he puts the work in the gym. So I'm a big fan of Dwayne, and I definitely keep an eye on him in the future.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, one more guy we've got to mention, and I actually haven't heard of this guy before, to be honest, Scotty. His name's Sonny Rankmuth. I think that's how you probably pronounce it. That's about as good a job as I can do. I had a look at him on Facebook after you mentioned him. I may have heard of him before. I'm not too sure, but he looks absolutely insane. He's got amazing shape, and he looks like he's got muscle kind of everywhere. He doesn't look like he has any glaring weaknesses or anything like that. This guy, he looks like he needs a little bit more conditioning to his physique, but for a junior, he has muscle in all the right places, Scotty.
Yeah, he is my pick of the bunch. I think he's got more potential than anyone in this list, and they're all very, very good, and they've all got a lot of potential. But Sonny, for me, has just pro muscle bellies. He's got a tiny, tiny waist. He's got big, billowing hamstrings. He's got those, you know, sort of... His legs actually remind me of Lucky's in terms of the shape. He's got low inserting glutes and flaring quads. He's got everything there. But yeah, like I said, tiny waist, big wide shoulders. He's got absolutely everything. I could see him doing anything in the sport. I don't know anything about him really personally. I've I think I've had a couple of chats with him on Facebook, but haven't really delved very deeply into what he's doing or what his plans are with the sport. To date, he hasn't got hard enough. I don't know if it's going to be an ongoing issue with him. It's a little bit of a concern because I believe he worked with John Davey. And if John Davies can't get you in shape, then I don't know what's going on. You know, he might have a bit of Trevor Hooney syndrome, whereby he does a few good days and then he has a cheat, and then he does a few good days and then he has a cheat. And if that's the case, might hold him back. But as far as the structure and the muscle bellies, I think he is the most gifted young guy going around. He didn't even place at the IFBB Nationals, but he did win the Junior Southerns this year.
Yeah, he definitely looks to have a good physique. But I noticed you mentioned he has the most potential, you said, out of his group. Do you think he has more potential than Aled Barry?
Yes.
It's a big call, because a lot of people said Aled has huge, you know, potential on potential kind of thing. But, you know, I think, you know, I haven't seen, obviously, Sonny in person, but if you're saying that, I think we agree on a lot of the same things like that, then he must have a lot of potential to do really well. And going by the pictures, you know, like you said, he does have almost like a Trevor Hooney type muscle bellies and stuff like that. And he actually, when I saw him as well, it's funny you mentioned Trevor, because that tour actually reminded me of when I first saw him. So hopefully he can kind of bring his condition right in, because he'll be very hard to beat if he does.
Yeah, absolutely. He could do damage at the open level if he was really, really sliced. That's the big question mark over him. You know, PJ and Nathan and Dwayne and Allard, they've all shown that they can deliver on conditioning. They might not get it right every time, but no one does in their early competitive days. But Sonny hasn't got it right yet. He's gotten close. He's got in, you know, 90% condition or 80% condition or whatever you want to call it, but he has not yet come through with the sliced hammies and glutes. So until he does, that question mark will remain.
Yep. Now, we're pretty much done for the first segment, Scotty. I just want to mention, I saw a nice little picture come up on Facebook before, and it featured you in it. It was you, Luke Shembri, and Chris Smith. You are all looking quite seedy in your own particular ways, with obviously the Movember Mustache Challenge. Scotty, what kind of look do you have going on your face? For people who haven't seen it, who posted that up? Was it Chris Smith?
Yeah, well, we'd all individually posted those pictures, and Chris has got this collage app on his phone now, which he absolutely loves. He introduced me to it, and it's quite clever. So, yeah, Chris has put together a little collage there, and it's pretty funny. We all look terrible in our own special way. So I think we're all enjoying it.
Yep. What does the missus think about this, Scotty?
Yeah, well, she doesn't like it, but she's bought me a t-shirt that says Mustache is King. You can see me wearing that on my profile page. You can also see the caliber of person that likes that picture. So to say that the mustache is off-putting would be a lie. There's many, many likes, some of them by the best sports models in the country.
I saw you sent me through the picture before of someone who had liked that particular picture, Scotty, of your mustache. And you actually interrupted a radio show doing it as well, so always worthwhile. That collage picture app, what's that called? Is it called PicFrame?
I can't remember. I just typed in collage. It just comes up as collage, but it's got, I don't know, when you download it from the App Store, it's something different. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got one the other day, and I was trying to make a little collage picture up, and it fucking turned the pictures upside down, and I paid money for it. It's very disappointed, Scotty, very disappointed. Anyway, I've received an iPhone 5 in the mail while I was away in Perth, Scotty. I'm very excited to use it. Have you got the iPhone 5?
No, I haven't, but my iPhone 4 is about to come out of its two-year contract, so I wouldn't be surprised if I'm getting a 5 soon.
Yeah, they actually rang me. I was surprised. But obviously they're trying to keep me with the same network provider and stuff. So they said, we'll send you one. I was like, okay, I'll take one. And they said to take up to 10 business days. They said 7 to 10 business days, and apparently it arrived like 2 days later. So I don't know what the deal is there, but I was very, very happy with that. Anyway, we'll move on and we'll probably go to a break now, Scotty, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with your Ask Scotty segment.
paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shop fronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets, or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition. 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm joined by Scott Goebel, and we're here for his Ask Scotty segment. Scotty, are we ready?
We're ready.
Ready as always. All right. So I didn't put anything out there this week. I've been traveling, and it kind of just slipped my mind. But I have come up with a few questions. You put up a Facebook status today. And do you want me to read out the whole thing, or do you want me to just kind of give a summary of it?
You can read the whole thing out.
Okay. This is Scotty's. How many likes did this one get, Scotty? Many likes or not many?
I think it's up to about 180 or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was over 100 within an hour.
That's insane. Yeah. I put up stats today, and I'm sure it was much better than this one, and didn't even get fuck all likes. Anyway, I'll move on. Okay, this is what your status says. The progressive overload people will tell you it's all about lifting heavy. The time under tension people will tell you it's all about strict form. The mind-muscle connection people will have you believe it's as much cerebral as physical. The HIT people will tell you it's not. Will tell you not to overtrain. The volume people will tell you to log the hours, but mostly it's about busting your ass in the gym day in and day out, because all of them have a point. Okay, now Scotty, I looked at this and I thought, okay. Does Scotty incorporate all these methods? Does he incorporate some of them? I was kind of wondering what you do for the most part, because you mentioned before that you don't lift maybe as heavy as you previously did on, you know, things like legs and stuff. I'm wondering what you kind of do. Is it specific, I suppose, techniques for different body parts, or how do you kind of incorporate all these to kind of get the most out of each training method?
I think as you progress through your bodybuilding career, if you want to call it that, I think your philosophy has changed a little bit, largely due to injuries and things of that nature. I think when you're young, progressive overload is king. Like, you're never going to get that big if you don't get strong. So for your first couple of years, you don't really need to worry about a whole lot other than using semi-decent form and lifting progressively heavier. But that's going to come to a grinding halt one day, and you're going to have to up the intensity in other ways. And even when you are focusing on lifting heavier, every now and then you're going to have to make sure that the muscle group that you're targeting is the one that's actually doing the work. So you might have to take a step back from the heavy weights and address that mind-muscle connection and make sure everything's locked in. As far as HIT and volume training and things of that nature go, they all have, again, different benefits. So you'd be crazy to just adopt one at the expense of the others. So through different phases of the year, you should probably increase your volume. You should probably back it back if you feel like you're a little bit overtrained. It's a lot of common sense. So within a single workout, yeah, I can incorporate a lot of those principles. I can and prefer to go heavy on my first basic compound movement and then focus more on time under tension and strict form and my muscle connection towards the end of the workout. So it's not unusual for me to adopt many of those within the same session, but with a slightly greater focus on one or the other throughout different phases of the year.
Yep, good answer, Scotty. I enjoyed that. Now, I had a question. This is from me as well. Basically, I was over in Perth and I had, you know, a few drinks on a couple of nights. You know, I had a few, went on a cruise and had a few reds and just a couple glasses of white as well. So I was kind of wondering, Scotty, I also listened to Carl Noor's Superhuman Radio, and they're talking about alcohol and its effects and how a lot of people justify drinking like red wine for its resveratrol and stuff like that. What do you think, how bad or how, you know, not too bad, do you think alcohol is as far as affecting gains and just for your overall bodybuilding? Obviously, dieting, it's probably a big no-no probably in your eyes, but what do you think in terms of, you know, gaining muscle and stuff like that?
I don't think it gives you any benefits. So if you're 100% serious, you're looking at things that'll give you benefits all the time. You're not looking at things which are negative. So like you said, when you're dieting, it's a no-no. It's calories that are waste. You know, if you're on limited calories, you want to make sure they come from the best possible sources. So forget about that. But having said that, look, I'm not such a, I don't know. I certainly don't believe that it's going to destroy your gains. I think if you're drinking so much, if you're binge drinking, that it's affecting your quality of sleep, it's affecting your ability to train and eat the next day, then it's really going to hold you back and could prevent you from gaining anything. If we're talking about having a couple of beers on Friday nights with the boys, it's probably going to have no negative effect. It's not going to have a positive effect, but it's not going to have a negative effect. So it's all going to be dose dependent, like most things when we're talking side effects. The more you have, the more negatives they're going to be. And if you keep your intake moderate, you can absolutely get away with it. But if you think you can get wasted and it's fine, yeah, not unless you're Kevin Leverone.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm very much out of the kind of the binge drinking, I suppose, phase that I suppose like a lot of young guys and girls go through. But still occasionally it will happen. It will happen very, very occasionally. But yeah, like I'm probably like you, Scotty. I'm sure you have a drink every now and then. But it's normally, you know, it's normally a few glasses of red or something like that or something that's not going to make me feel like total shit. If I have a whole bottle of red or something, I mean, I'll probably feel like shit and have a headache or something the next day and not really feel like eating or training if I was training the next day. But yeah, like you said, it does have like some negative effects in the body in terms of, you know, scientifically. But I mean, unless you're a pro bodybuilder or something like that, or if you're making a very, very good career from bodybuilding, then you probably, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to be the difference between you being a top amateur and being a guy that's struggling to place as an amateur or something like that. So, would you agree there, Scotty? Would you agree with that kind of summary?
I agreed with everything you said, except where you said when I drink it, it'd only be a couple of glasses of red. If I drink, I'm drinking to get smashed.
Are you?
Yep, absolutely. I got smashed on grand final day. I probably didn't drink prior to that. Oof. I can't even remember. Oh, had a bloke from Doherty, had a pub crawl, got smashed. That was about probably 2 or 3 months prior. And before that, I've probably been really drunk 3 times this year.
I'll probably say. Oh, actually, no, we haven't even been drunk that many times.
That's not too bad. If you're talking January, June, and the last weekend in September, I think that's fine. Yeah, it's
over 11 months. Yeah, actually, I probably have been smashed up many times.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. Like, when I went over to Perth to meet my girlfriend, see her and meet her family and all that kind of stuff, I was on the plane and they said, oh, you know, do you want any drinks or anything like that? And I noticed that I was giving like free alcohol and stuff around everyone. I was like, oh yeah. So I had quite a few reds on the plane and took advantage of that because we had a headwind. So it was like a 4.5 hour flight or something. And, you know, when you got time to kind of procrastinate and stuff like that on the plane, you're kind of thinking, yeah, fuck. And you start to get a little bit edgy. You think, yeah, if alcohol's free as well, you know, you start to get excited and you have a few. That just to loosen you up and stuff like that. I'm not a big binge drinker like some people. Anyway, we'll move on from this, Scotty. We're going to head to a break.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers. At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are 5 key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking
looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market, then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition. 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at BioFlexNutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm here with Scott Goble, and we're here just to wrap up the show. We've got a few little things to talk about. The Test Max is a product that's being brought out by Bulk Nutrients. It's got a lot of good ingredients in it. And it's, I think it's more of a kind of one-of-a-kind test booster that's kind of been brought out. And it's got all the kind of proven ingredients, the ones that have been heavily researched, and they've kind of put it all in one product. And they've got, you know, a decent dose, an effective dose of, I think it's about 10 or 12 grams from memory. And that's going to be, that's actually going to be out by the time the show's up. So make sure you get on Bulk Nutrients. So it's bulknutrients.com.au and check that out. And also there's Mass Nutrition Cans that's going to be launched. I'm not sure when that's actually going to be launched, but it's been announced through Facebook, and that's going to be huge. And I believe James Potter's going to be the manager of that, and he's going to be on the show next week, and he's going to talk a little bit about that as well, Scotty. How's your Mass Nutrition store coming along, Scotty? I know you guys have kind of a diverse range of things in there and stuff, so it's a little bit different to some of the other Mass Nutritions.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's been very successful with the organic range. So for people that like to get their greens and their reds and their organic oats, and we've got organic quinoa and rice and all sorts of nuts, and a big range of general health food, organic products, as well as sports supplements. You're more than welcome to come down, say you listen to the show, and we'll give you a 10% discount off everything. We've got our big opening weekend, December 8th and 9th, so we're going to have a lot of the suppliers there doing taste testings. We've got some big giveaways and hampers. We've got some gym memberships to give away. So it's all coming together nicely. It's getting busier and busier all the time. Puckle Street's a great little strip if you want to just grab a coffee. So you're more than welcome to just stick your head in and pick our brains. We're happy to just chat and offer our advice. So, yeah, come on down. It's always staffed by myself, Jimmy Contantonis, or Anita Nicolau. So it would be good to see some listeners stop by.
Yes, I'm actually looking forward to coming over and checking out your store, Scotty. I think it's good, like you've got a lot of the organic stuff and all that kind of, you know, all that, because it makes sense to have it in there as well, because a lot of people that are going to come into your store are probably going to be, you know, slightly more, I think, knowledgeable in terms of just people that will go to a general supplement store just looking for a pre-workout and nothing else, you know what I mean? Like, I think they've got kind of, especially if you're recommending them to come in, and Jimmy and that as well, because, you know, you guys are kind of right into all that kind of stuff and not just into, you know, supplements that sell, I think, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'd much rather sell you something cheap that's going to do you good, and in the long term, that's good for business as well, because it means you'll come back and actually trust us. So, we're more about helping you get the best results than selling you something which is heavily advertised. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Now, that pretty much brings us to the end of another episode of Aussie Muscle Radio. I want to also thank our sponsors, International Protein. They've been great in supporting RX Muscle Australia, and I want to thank all those guys. And if you guys want to ask Scotty a question, make sure you email me, xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. So that's xavierwills. Or you can contact Scotty on...
What were we talking about?
how do people contact you if they want to contact you?
Oh, right. Go with Scott Goble Bodybuilder @gmail.com.
Cool. So it's all no underscores, no points or anything like that in there? Just Scott Goble Bodybuilder?
Scott Goble Bodybuilder, all lowercase, all one word.
Very cool. Okay, so I want to thank everyone for listening to Aussie Muscle Radio episode 30, I believe it is. And remember, with Aussie Muscle Radio, the truth hurts. Yeah!
Aussie Muscle Radio is a presentation of RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding. Visit rxmuscle.com.au for all the latest bodybuilding news, videos, contest coverage, and so much more. Tune in next week at this same time for another round with Xavier Wills and Scott Goble, only on Aussie Muscle Radio.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider. With over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel, Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at MassNutrition.com.au. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition. 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.